Speedbuilders.com. Will you state your name, please, sir?
Blake Martins.
And where do you reside at the present time, Mr. Martins?
I live near Spring Falls.
What is your business or occupation, sir?
I am in farming.
And how long have you been involved in the business of farming?
I've been doing that all my life.
Do you farm alone, or are you in a partnership situation with your son, Mr. Martins?
I farm alone.
Did you ever farm in partnership with your son, Roger?
No, we haven't ever farmed together.
Pardon?
We've never farmed together.
What type of arrangement did you have with your son, Mr. Martins?
Terry has his own farm.
All right, I see. Has he ever done any work for you?
We have shared some of our machinery, if you mean that.
Do you have any common bank accounts that you both use?
No, we both have our own accounts.
For payment of bills, for repair of the machinery, or anything like that, do you have any common checking account?
No, we don't.
Now, in the year 1982, you conducted some business with the Spring Falls Co-op, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you established an account with that business that was later turned over for collection, is that correct?
There was some amount left, yes, sir.
And you received a collection letter from Mr. Rick, their attorney, in response to which you sent two checks to him, didn't you?
That's right.
Had you received any statement on that account prior to your sending those checks to Mr. Rick?
I don't understand your question.
Had you gotten any statement of that account before you sent those checks to Mr. Rick?
From who?
From Mr. Rick.
All he sent was the bill.
So, upon receiving that bill, you mailed those checks to him, is that right?
That's right.
Do you remember on what date you mailed those checks, Mr. Martins?
No, I don't. I think you have copies of the checks.
One check did clear the bank, didn't it?
That's right.
And that check was for an amount of $254.07. Is that right?
I believe that was the amount.
Am I correct, now that you have refreshed your memory, that that check was dated September 15, 1982, but had a note attached to it that it should be held until September 20?
Yes, that's correct.
And on or about that date of September 20, the bank did clear that check, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And when you sent Mr. Rick this check in the amount of $254.07, you mailed him a second one in that same amount, is that correct?
Yes, I did.
What was the date of that second check, if you recall?
I can't remember the date at this point.
Did you post-date that second check, Mr. Martins?
I can't remember that anymore either.
Did you believe, at that time you sent both those checks, one in the amount of $254.07, dated September 15, 1982, and the other dated a later date, but for the same dollar amount, that you had that amount of money in your checking account?
No, sir. I knew there wasn't that much in the account.
In that case, why did you mail those checks, Mr. Martins?
I was just trying to help my son out, but then I finally decided we should each just be responsible for our own bills.
Now, when you paid these accounts that you've indicated, did you ever borrow money to do that, or...
No, I didn't borrow any money to do it.
Did you have any arrangement with him to the effect that he would make any repayment to you of these amounts of money?
No, there was no discussion about it or anything.
Did you essentially consider this as a gift to Terry?
That's correct.
Therefore, in effect then, when you mailed to the attorney, Mr. Rick, the second check, which was dated October 21, 1982, your intention at that time was to pay your son's account, is that right?
I did at that time, yes, but I also sent a letter to him informing him of what I didn't plan to do.
Mr. Martins, I will now show you what has been marked for identification as Plaintiff's Exhibit 3, and I will ask you if that's the check dated October 21, 1982, that you've just been testifying about.
What are you asking me?
Well, first, tell us when that check is dated.
It's dated the 21st.
The 21st of what month?
October.
And of what year, Mr. Martins?
It's 1982.
Now, there is a yellow slip of paper attached to that check. What does it say on that yellow slip, sir?
Payment stopped.
So it indicates that that check never cleared your checking account, is that correct?
It didn't because I stopped payment on it.
Do you recall when you stopped payment on that check?
I don't have any record of that with me at the present time. I don't have any way of telling you right now, but I do recall stopping payment on it.
Mr. Martins, I now show you what's been marked for identification as Plaintiff's Exhibit 4, and I ask you, is this the check that was honored by the bank and cleared your account?
Yes, it is.
And was this the first or the second check that you mailed to the attorney, Mr. Rick, at the time of your sending the two checks?
I can't remember now if it was the first or second, but one of them supposedly cleared the bank.
And is it correct that that check has the date of September 21, 1982, stamped on the reverse side of it?
Yes, it does.
And was it prior to or following September 21, 1982, that you placed a stop payment order on Exhibit 4?
I don't recall anymore.
What is your best recollection as to how long it was following your mailing the check?
I don't have any idea.